This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
How's your eyesight? From the moment we're born, our eyes grow, our vision becomes clearer, and some of us will have normal or even 20/20 vision. However, others will become short-sighted and end up wearing glasses or contact lenses to help them see everything clearly. And some experts claim that more of us will be wearing them in the future because of our lifestyle when we were younger. Even today, optometrists are reporting a rise in short-sightedness, also called myopia, in children. The condition can be genetic, but it's also partly being blamed on a number of modern-day factors, particularly children staring at phone screens, computers, and game consoles for long periods of time. It's believed myopia also makes them susceptible to secondary eye conditions such as glaucoma, retinal detachment, and other visual impairments later in life. Of course, children have had increased screen time due to lockdowns imposed during the COVID pandemic. It's been the only way to access education and communicate with others. But education generally could be blamed for the rise in myopia. Nima Gorbani-Majarad, lecturer at the University of Bradford, told BBC Future website, "We suspect it is reading and spending more time indoors. Every year of education completed increases the expected amount of short-sightedness. The problem appears to be more severe in some Asian countries. Some experts say that in these places with huge educational success, children spend more time indoors studying. Therefore, it seems spending more time outdoors could be good for children's eye health. The UK's College of Optometrists is suggesting parents should get their kids playing outside for 2 hours a day. Several scientific studies show this can prevent or stop the development of myopia. There's been a focus on using technology, such as laser surgery, for fixing myopia. But for children at least, it seems a dose of daylight and a break from the screen might be part of the solution. Opticians also recommend kids have regular eye tests to identify any problems before they become more severe."
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.